in Parshas Lech Lecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu is going to give merit to Sod. And he says, B'ma'eda ki Rashenu. So the Pasha Pshat in the Pasuk is that it's a chutzpah. How do I know you're going to keep your word? Maybe you'll double cross me. Maybe you're not going to keep your promise. So the Chazal said, there's such a medrash. There is such a medrash. Mesil Shisham quotes it, that Avraham Avinu was punished. B'ma'eda, so he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me, Yodah Teda ki Ge'er Yer's Aracha. Because he says, because Avram said, how do I know you're going to keep a promise? So Hashem said, I'm going to punish you. Yodah teida kiger yezarach beruslalehem. But the Gemara in the end of Megillah understands, b'mayda kirushenu is a reasonable question. Be'ezeschus, what mitzvah should I be careful about to make sure that my children should be entitled to have Eretz Yisrael? So Kodesh Baruch Hu tells him, choli egle mushalesh is b'schus akros akarbonis. And then Avraham Avinu asks him, what's going to be Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kaim in 1948? No one's bringing any kabbonis. So what right do we have to balabataba over Eretz Yisrael? So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu. This part already doesn't say in the Chumash. Let your descendants recite the Parshas HaKabbonis Amal Ani Aleihem Kilu Hikrivim. So the Chafetz Chaim in the beginning, I think the first chapter in this Kuntres Torah Or, claims that this Havtochet that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Avraham Avinu, Zos Torah Sa'ilu, Kolo Isik B'Parsha Sa'ilu, Ki Lehikrev Eilu, Zos Torah Sa'chatos, Kolo Isik B'Parsha Sa'chatos, Ki Lehikrev Chatos, only applies to Karbonis, and others add on to Binyan Beis HaMikdash also. If you live in a generation where you can't build a Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring Karbonis, if you learn those Dinim, Malane Alem, Ki Lehikrivu, Malane Alem, Ki Lehikrev, they built a Beis HaMikdash. But if you're stuck in Siberia and you don't have a lulav and you don't have matzah, and you learn hilchas lulav and hilchas suk and hilchas matzah, there is no such thing. Malani alem ki'ilu, they did the mitzvah. It's only haftocha by kochim and by binyan beis hamigdash. The Mabit in the Sefer Beis Elokim doesn't agree. Mabit was on the Bezna of Rabbi Yosef Karo. I guess 98% they agreed, and then they had a couple of famous machlokes in the Rabbi Yosef Karo and the Mabit. So the Mabit in the Beis Elokim applies it to any mitzvah that you are unable to fulfill. So you learn those dinim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it as if you did the best under the circumstances to fulfill the mitzvahs. But the Chofetz Chaim holds that it only applies to Karbonis. And he brings a ride. There's a Rashi at the end of Bav Mitzi, I forgot where. I think the Chofetz Chaim quotes it there. But Rashi writes, Talmud Bavli was only written on those mesichtes which were negeh halacha lamaisa. So that's why they never wrote on Taurus and they never wrote on Zeroyim. So it wasn't relevant to Halacha Maisa. So what about Kochim? They wrote on Kochim. So Rashi says that is considered Halacha Maisa because in Kochim as opposed to Taurus and Zeroyim, we have this promise, Kolo Isik B'Parsha Sodo Kilebi Prevoilo. It's only by Kochim and only by Binyan Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't apply to other mitzvahs. Rav Soloveitchik has one of his published drushes in Hebrew. He said the reason why they wrote Talmud Bavli on Kochim was because the Christians used to make fun of the whole institution of Karbonis, as if the Rabban Shalom has to eat the bus of the Yayin. So because whatever the Nochrim used to make fun of, so the Chachamim wouldn't be apologetic. They would emphasize more what the dinim are, showing this is what we stand for, you don't like it, it's your fault, something wrong with you. And he said that darshanim in Europe used to say, the Gemara says that Rabbi Kivi is the darshan tagim. So the Gemara has an agarta in Menachos that when Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote the Torah and he was about to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then the Rabban Shalom says you have to put in tagim. So Moshe Rabbeinu says it's good the way it is. What do you have to put in the tagim for? So he says, no, there's going to be a Talmud Chacham in many generations, Rabbi Akiva, and he's going to darshan all the tagim. So the Gemara says, I'll call coats for coats, tilim shel halacha. And every one of the tagim, he has tons, peker, tons of chidush Torah based on the tagim. We don't have any of them in the Gemara at all, because we don't accept that opinion, but that's called Eilevi the Dira Kim Chaim. The Rebbe Shlom put in Tagim that should be one Derech Halimut, the Darshan from the Tagim. So that's the Pashim Shalak. Kol coats for coats. Whenever you have Tagim, the coats are the Tagim, you have Tilitilim Shalalachas. Rav Soloveitchik said the Darshanim in Europe used to say, Al kol kotz v'kotz, when the goyim throw thorns at our mitzvahs, at our religion, and they make fun of our religion. So then Rabbi Akiva and the policy of the Rabbanim always used to be, we emphasize extra special that mitzvah. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to say about women's issues, you'll never satisfy the women, you should never be apologetic. Whenever they have complaints about how the Torah treats the women, we just say, this is what we do, this is how we observe the mitzvahs and shayim. Whenever the goyim or whenever the Jews throw kotzim, they throw thorns at the mitzvah, so we just emphasize the observance of those din. Rav Soloveitchik thought that the reason why the Chachmei HaTorah, the Tanoim and Amoraim, after the Churban HaBayis, for so many centuries, they were working on kotzim because the goyim used to make fun of kotzim. But that's not what the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim quotes a Rashi, I think the very end, some of the end of Bav Metzia. The reason why they only wrote Talmud Bavli on those sections that were Negei Halacha L'Maaseh, and Kotzim is considered Negei Halacha L'Maaseh because of this Haftochah, that Zos Torah Soila, Kol Oisek, B'Parsha Soila, Kila Hikri V'Oilah.